Okay, well, we're pretty well into Jacksonville here, and I think the thing that stands out about this team is just how big and physical they are. In every area, they're physical on offense, physical on defense, physical in the kicking game. They're strong. They're tough. They can run the ball. They can stand up to the running game. They cover well. So, they can throw it and defend it too. But I think they're a physical team. They're big. They're tough, and they bring that style of play pretty much every week in every phase of the game. And when you look at the players they have, I think right down the roster, for the most part, they're bigger and probably faster than most of the other players in the league at their respective positions. So, they do a good job of mixing up their attack, both offensively and defensively, and do a good job of keeping off balance, but at the same time do the things that they do well and, make you stop their best players, which they have quite a few of. So it's a team that, we played a couple of years ago, but there's an awful lot of new faces on that team now from last time we saw them at the end of the 07 season.
Bill, obviously Fred was there for a long, long time. What kind of a scouting report can you get from him on them and on Maurice Jones-Drew, who we played with pretty closely for a couple of years?
I think their scheme, what they do offensively, it isn't overly complex. I mean, they kind of do what they do. They do it pretty well, and they make you stop it. I think there's a lot of, you watched them play last week against Indianapolis, and a lot of times I don't think there's a big mystery as to what they're trying to do. It's just a question of whether you can do anything about it. You got to be able to cover, big receivers and a couple of big, fast tight ends. You got to be able to play against a physical offensive line and a physical back and a big quarterback who's, mobile and athletic and has a great arm. So, I don't think it's a big scheme game, a real big chess match. Like, they're trying to do this when you're trying to do that and all that. I think it's more of a, can you stop the things that they do, and they do them pretty well.
Bill, specific to Jones-Drew, how would you characterize his running style, and is it safe to say that he ranks among the top backs your team will face this year?
Yeah, no doubt about it. He's definitely one of the top backs we've seen, and we've seen a lot of good ones. But I think he can do he can do it all. He's returned kicks. He's good in pass protection. Catches the ball very well. Has a good feel in the passing game. Like the scramble, the pass that he caught against Indianapolis last week on a, kind of a broken play. And of course, in the running game, he can run inside, he can run outside, he can run with power, he can run with speed, he can jump cut and has good vision and can see those lanes inside. He's got good balance, hard to knock off his feet, breaks a lot of tackles and pushes the pile forward for, extra yards, when he's carrying the ball. And so he's a powerful guy as well as an elusive player. So, he's tough.
His style, Bill, like you just mentioned, I mean, how much of a challenge is it to tackle a guy with his build?
Well, he's a hard player to tackle. His strength, his balance, his quickness, his speed. So you've got to wrap him up. You've got to have a lot of guys around him, and you give him a lot of space, and it'd be hard for any defender to tackle him.
Would it be, Bill, move to run video of the play a couple years back where it seemed as if he was down and he just kind of spun around and went for about 65 yards against you guys?
Would it be what?
I'm sorry. That was a unique play that I think that only a guy like Maurice Jones-Drew, who's got such a low center of gravity, could make. Would you probably run that play back for your guys to make sure they finish on him?
Well, I mean, that's something that we emphasize from day one in training camp, to always tag the runners down, whether we think we've touched them or not. And that's just a fundamental thing. You know, we've seen plenty of backs and receivers get tackled and, you know, land on a guy or kind of, you know, butt roll onto another player where they don't actually hit the ground or they, you know, stumble in the backfield and did we knock them down? Did somebody else knock them down? That's just it's a fundamental play. It's just an alert thing. If the ball carrier is down, you just go over and tag them. That's all you have to do, and that we should do that on every play, whether we touch them down or we don't touch them down. That's a point that we teach the first or second day of training camp, and it happens out there in practice all the time too, where one of our guys will on the ground and at least go over there and tag them. So hopefully we learned from that play a couple of years ago. It won't happen again.
Thank you, Bill. I know stats are, you know, for losers and don't tell the whole story and everything, but Derek Burgess did have some good stats on Sunday, probably the best since he's been here. Was that also his best physical game after watching film and all that?
I'm sorry, and the question was on who?
Derek Burgess. Was that his best game since he's been here?
I don't know. I thought Sunday's game was pretty consistent with a lot of the other games that he's played. Similar to the first game, maybe. He did a good job, but he's done a good job for us. He's done a good job in a lot of areas, like not just rushing the passer, but pursuit plays, screen passes, playing the sub runs. He's a disciplined player on the edge, and you know, a lot of times those guys are, you know, kind of one-dimensional. They run up the field and chase the quarterback and on draw plays and inside runs and screen passes and things like that. They're not as much of a factor on them. Derek's the kind of player that's really, he's effective on all those plays. And, you know, probably to the extent where it takes, I don't want to say, you know, it takes away from a little, you know, if you're defending all that stuff, then it takes a little bit away from just attacking, you know, one of those plays or another, just trying to guess at which one it is. And I think he has the ability and has been pretty consistent in the fact that he's played good technique no matter what the play's been, whether it's been, like I said, a pass, a draw, and a sub run, a screen, whatever it happens to be. He's pretty disciplined, and he reads those plays well. And I think he's done that all year, really.
So going back to Jones-Drew, have you ever seen a guy who's built quite like that, that has that kind of style? I mean, like a guy that short who's that powerful, does he remind you of anybody, or is he just totally unique?
So we had Joe in New York. Joe was 5'7", 5'8", whatever it was, about that same height. Thick, strong guy, powerful. Joe wasn't small. He was just short. And I don't think Jones-Drew is small. He's just a shorter player. But as far as lower body strength, Joe Morris, one of the strongest players we had on the team in the lower body squats. He had great lower body strength and good upper body strength, too, for that matter, which I would say Jones-Drew has as well. I think we've seen players like that come through the league. Just a little different build, but vision, speed, quickness. Jones-Drew has better hands than Joe, that's for sure.
Bill, there's a report out there today discussing the Seahawks, a personnel position with the Seahawks, that lists some of your guys as being on the list, Floyd Reese and Jason Light. Do you know if those guys have been contacted, or are you surprised that those guys end up on personnel lists of other teams at this point of year?
Well, as we all know, there's a process in place for those types of things. Right now, we're focused on the Jaguars. Any questions about those type of situations should go to the league office or the teams that are involved. But right now, we're focused on Jacksonville, and that's all we're doing. So whatever the process is, if we get involved, if we're involved in it, then we'll follow it, of course.
Well, Bill, could you talk a little bit about what Jason and Floyd have brought to the organization then this year? I mean, I know obviously Light's a guy you had some background with, and Floyd going way back too.
maybe what the two of them have really added to the Patriots organization over the course of the last 10, 11 months.
Well, I think I've talked plenty about them in the past and the respect and the contributions for both those men. But I'd say right now what they're focused on is trying to beat Jacksonville. And that's collectively as an organization, that's what we're doing. That involves everybody. And that's right now that's all anybody's doing is working on Jacksonville.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach.
Okay.